views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy, and I'm here with Benny.
Hello. Benny. Hello, ladies. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be back. And, of course, we're here with Mary Jane. For those of you who don't know about Mary Jane Mack, she's a holistic intuitive. She has an office in Issaquah, Washington, and she does the TAP system, the Accelerated Performance System. It's a form of muscle testing the body to find out what your deficiencies are. She recommends a nutrition product, which gets in, repairs, supports, and brings your body back into balance. And today we're talking about what does it take to be the best you can be? And if you want to be the best you can be, you need to be talking to Mary Jane. Even though she's my mom, she's pretty good at what she does. She's actually, miracles are happening every day. And if you have a question for her, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. She also does animals. So if you have some little pets, little four-legged critters running around the house that are experiencing some issues, she is the gal to help you. Welcome, Mom.
Wow. Thank you, Nancy.
You're welcome. I can tell I'm a little rusty. It's been a while, so... Getting back in the groove, back in the groove.
Well, when Nancy talks about what I do a technique of muscle testing. And in that technique, I follow the same system every time, whether you're in the office, and I also do phone consultations. In that system, your body tells me exactly in order what we need to deal with. So I never go out of order, or I never go by what your symptoms are. It's all about what your body tells me. And when we follow your body in order, then we have great results. So again, people will often ask, how do you do that? How do you do it on the phone? Because I'm intuitive. It's whether you're with me or on the phone, I picture you right in front of me, and I go through the same system.
Well, you're tapping into their energy.
Yeah, their energy is infinite. It doesn't matter whether you're here or you're in Ireland. It doesn't matter where you are.
Well, and I'd like to say Mary Jane has a lot of clients who, you know, are all over the United States, but she also has a lot of local clients. And as you know, living in the wonderful Pacific Northwest, traffic is not... always that great. So you even have a lot of local people who prefer to do the phone consultation.
Oh, absolutely. Today it's traffic. You just very difficult to get around. So
exactly.
It's easier sometimes.
So yeah. So the only thing you don't get over the phone is you don't get the Mary Jane Mack hug.
Exactly. But we do animals over the phone. You don't have to be with me. And I remember one time I got a call about a gal wanted me to check her horse, and she wanted to know where she should pull her trailer into the office so I could check the horse. And she was relieved. She didn't have to bring the horse in. I could check the horse over the phone.
Yeah. So that's always easy, especially for those little four-legged critters that don't like to travel. Okay. We have a call. We're going to go to Carol. Hi, Carol. What's your question for Mary Jane?
Yeah. Hi, everybody. I'm calling about, it's not for me. It's for about my cat, Rowdy.
Hey, Carol.
Hi, Mary Jane. Yeah, I know you and I have been working with Rowdy for a while with his kidneys and his digestion, but I think there's something out of whack with his thyroid. He's lost a whole lot of weight, and he's just really spacey all the time, and you know, there's just something that needs attention.
Yeah, he needs some other product for his thyroid. His thyroid's in low gear.
Yeah.
And so we need to give him what you probably have at home, is some thyrostem.
Yeah, yeah.
So he needs a little bit of that, like a fourth of that twice a day. No, okay. Fourth of that once a day.
A fourth once a day?
One, two. Well, actually give him a half for a little while, but don't give it to him at night because it could perk him up too much.
Yeah.
So give a quarter in the morning and a quarter at lunchtime.
Okay.
You could do that.
Yeah, and I think his digestion is good now.
Everything else tests good.
Good, good. Yeah, I thought it was. But then he's got this thing with, also he wants to pull his hair out.
That's part of the thyroid thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Like an OCD thing?
Well, his thyroid's in low gear, and that affects his brain, the hormone to the brain. So he's really tired, and
yeah.
It's like, yeah, he's like irritated, and his skin probably bothers him, and that's what he's doing.
I see.
Yeah, but as soon as you get him on the other, he'll start coming around.
He'll perk up, huh?
Yeah, he'll be
back
good.
Back to his old self, because he's just not himself.
Well, Rowdy will probably be very rowdy very soon.
Good, good. I like it that way.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, just let me know how he's doing, Carol, but he should be fine.
Okay, Mary Jane, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Carol, for calling. And Rowdy, don't get too rowdy once you start feeling better.
All right. So again, whether you're with me or far away, we do the same thing and check you, not just for nutritional, but I'm checking you for emotional and the whole, it's emotionally, spiritually, and nutritionally. Everything goes together. And I'm also checking your structure. And if any one area you're off, it could affect the other, especially emotionally. Emotions are causing the physical. So you have to look at the whole picture in order to have to really get well.
And to be the best you can be, getting balanced in every aspect of your life. So
exactly, because when people come in, often, I mean, some people have no idea that their emotions are affecting what's going on with them. Absolutely none. And once they're aware of that, that's what can change everything. And it's not like it has to be a big
traumatic event.
Yeah, it's just recognizing that it's there and where it came from, because with the muscle testing, you could tell exactly where it came from, how long you've had it, and what may have caused it. And that's how you just kind of look at it and are able to process it, to let it go.
And that's, you know, a lot of people think they've already dealt with certain issues and let them go, but as we all know, they're still hanging on. They're always hanging on.
There's always different layers. It depends on what it is, and there's different layers. And I hear that story all the time, too. I thought I dealt with that. Well, if it's there, there's pieces you haven't dealt with or looked at in another way. So it's just an easy way to figure out with the muscle testing exactly what it is. And what you need to do to get through it.
And so part of it is, once you identify it, that's helps in the release process.
Exactly. It's not even, sometimes we do another technique to help clear it. But often it's just bringing it up and looking at it and recognizing that it's like when you tell someone what it is. And you say it's 5 years ago and maybe their pet died or they lost a relative and they had a shock to their heart. And from that time, their body energetically went in low gear and then created these symptoms. So once you mention it 5 years ago, you could say, and what happened, they'll usually always remember. And then they're thinking, oh, I thought I got over that. And then when they look at it and think about it, and process it, they can move on.
Yeah, we all think we get over it. Okay, let's go to the phones.
It's Danae F. of Snohomish.
Hi, Danae. Welcome to the show. What's your question for Mary Jane?
Well, thank you for taking my call. Basically, I'm just feeling a little overwhelmed by life these days, and I just don't have the the oomph that I feel like I should have to get moving in the right direction. And I'm not sure if it's a nutritional thing or a motivational thing, or I just feel tired.
It's a Go ahead.
I was just saying that maybe you could help point me in the right direction.
Okay, I can certainly do that. The first, it's always a combination of things. So the first thing that's going on with you, and if you're not nutritionally okay, then how can you get mentally okay?
Right.
So you're, first of all, your digestion is off. Do you have problems with your stomach?
Not severe, but annoying.
Annoying. So you do. Yeah, the answer is yes. Yes. Sometimes the thing is you get used to it, and then you just think it's normal. All right, so that shows up first, and then the second thing that shows up is your gallbladder. So that makes total sense why you feel so bad. When your gallbladder's a 2 and your bile duct's a 2, that's your liver. And when that's a 2, that means you got a lot of sludge in your gallbladder. When you have that, when you're a 2, that backs up. It's like having a plug in your system. And that backs up all your other organs. It puts your thyroid in low gear. It puts your heart in low gear. Your brain is it. Your heart is your main battery, and your brain is your second battery. So if your heart goes low, your brain's going to go low. So everything that you have is affected by this gallbladder. Now, gallbladder is resentment, and liver is anger. And we all have it. So
Nobody's safe. Nobody's safe from those two.
Right.
There's no no safe zone. Yeah. So, but that's what, you know, people say, well, how did I get this? Well, it's from food you eat and things, but a lot of it is from the emotions that you've stored. And when you store those emotions in your gallbladder and liver, when you feel those emotions over and over again through life, pretty soon that energy gets trapped in that organ. And then that's when you start presenting symptoms. So that's your body waving the red flag to help me. So those things, the things that you have nutritionally are a big part of how you feel motivationally.
Well, and that gallbladder backed up, I mean, it makes you feel sluggish, no energy.
Can have aches and pains, joint pains.
It sounds just like you, Danae. I'm sorry, but I've had it before too. It just makes you feel like blah, around blah. Yeah. Don't want to do anything.
So the answer for you is to give our office a call, and we could help you so easily getting the right program for you to get on, and then monitoring you to get you through it. And then we also look at, is there anything else going on that we need to clear emotionally and tap into that and see what else is going on with you to help you. You know, when people come in, it's so much more than nutrition. It's about coaching. I'm listening to your story, and I help guide you in the direction that you want to go, or help make it clear, what do you really want in your life? Because a lot of times people don't really know. And it's about standing in your power and believing in yourself and keeping your eye on the prize. What is it? Do you know what you want to do?
Feel good.
Feel good. Then you come see us, and that's the beginning. And it does not take that long, so you'll be in great shape in a short time.
How does that sound, Danae?
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Is that something that like a gallbladder flush helps?
Well, you know what? People do gallbladder flushes all the time, and they still have the same problem when they come see me. They'll come see me, and they may have done umpteen gallbladder flushes. It really doesn't do the same thing as what I do. Sometimes you will kind of flush it out, but what I do is help you clear it and monitor you to make sure that you're on the right nutrition. And then the nutrition also heals the body. Where flushes just kind of detox you, but what I'm doing is giving you nutrition that's not only healing your gallbladder and liver, but working on your pancreas, your blood sugar, stabilizing your blood sugar and getting your digestion right totally in every area. But a flush doesn't do that. You can feel good for a few days, but it doesn't mean it's going to take care of the problem.
Okay. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. That makes sense.
And flushes can be really hard on your body. It can be really dehydrating and stressful. And your body, uh-huh. where you're at, I consider you more in a crisis and more like the only way for you is up. So doing things like that could actually make you feel worse because it's not quite the right thing.
Okay. Yeah, I don't want to go that direction.
No. I can guarantee you come see me, you will feel better. It's a given.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds great. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Danae. Have a good day. Mary Jane's office number is 888-777-4232. If you have a question for Mary Jane, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. Time for us to take a short break. You are listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to start winning at the game of life? Lynn Brown, host of Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life, is here to help you reach places and goals that you never thought possible. Lynn is an intuitive healer with a specialized background in financial healing. She combines her intuitive nature and her wholesome approach to financial planning. To learn more about her financial planning services, contact her personally at letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Are you struggling in a relationship and deeply craving some tools and support to get things back on track? Do you crave having a loving, compassionate relationship with Mr. Right, but always seem to pick Mr. Wrong? Well, Sarah Luce can help. She's created a 4-week online course starting September 28th that will teach you how to shift your energy and behavior to have new transformative outcomes. And you're going to get a personal one-on-one session with Sarah to ensure you get powerful, personal results. Sign up today at sarahluce.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Discover the healing medicine from the giant monkey tree frog Cambo. Cambo practitioner Ginny Rutherford and professional psychic Todd Rolson have come together for lively discussions of alternative healing medicines from the Amazon. Ginny and Todd bring you Cambo Talk Radio. Tune in each Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific to hear from guests all over the world with real life stories and the medicinal benefits of Cambo. For more information, visit CamboKiss.com.
And all these reckless nights you regret. Someday soon your whole life's gonna change. You'll miss the magic of these good old days.
I was thinking about the band. I was thinking about the fans. We were underground, load of merch in that 12-passenger van in a small club in Minnesota, and the snow outside of First Ave. I just wanted my name and a star. Now look at where we asked.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'd like to thank Benny for that little tidbit of music there.
Yeah, it was Macklemore's latest, just dropped today, as a matter of fact. It's The Good Old Days with Kesha. You know, she's making a kind of a comeback in the music scene. So I like it. It's a good song.
I like it.
It's the good old days, right?
Yeah. Okay. Speaking about good old days, I'm here with Mary Jane Mack. I'm your co-host, Nancy. And today we're talking about what does it take to be the best you can be? So far, we've hit on a few bullet points there, but now we're going to go to the phones and talk to Margo. Hi, Margo. How are you?
Hi, this is Margo.
Hi. Okay.
Hi.
What's your question for Mary Jane?
I can't seem to drink enough water. Someone told me that they didn't think that the water was getting into my cells. Water was hanging outside.
Well, when the water's hanging outside, it's because you don't have enough minerals. So your hydration level is 10. So what makes you think it's not getting into your cells? What makes you think that?
I'm thirsty all the time. Well, what makes me think that? Because this guy put a tester on me and told me that. That was one of my issues. And so I thought, well, I'm going to call Mary Jane and ask her about that.
I get you're pretty hydrated, but when... And then you could use more minerals. You're lacking minerals. And because if you're not holding on to the water, you need minerals, because the minerals is what helps deliver it to the cells. So that's what I get. I get you're getting enough water, but you're lacking minerals. And that's pretty easy to just take some minerals, and then you'll change that balance with moving. The other reason that sometimes you don't hang on to the water, doesn't get into the cells, is because you're lacking natural salt, like sea salt, and in the lymph system. So if you don't have enough salt in the lymph system, then the fluid seeps out of the blood vessels into the tissue and doesn't get circulated and absorbed into the cells. So when it's in the tissue, you get more puffy and bloated. And that usually happens like in the summertime when it's really hot and you lose salt, because you in the summertime, you sweat it out or you don't get enough fluid. Then you, because of lacking salt, the fluid leaks into the tissue and then you get your feet are swollen, your hands are swollen. In the wintertime, that can happen also when it's really cold out, because then you blow off your moisture in the air. So those are the two reasons that you would not get the water into the cells. And I get for you, it's minerals.
Okay. So should I just come see you?
Yeah, just come see me and we'll figure it out and get you on exactly what you need. That'd be perfect,
okay.
Margo.
Okay,
all right.
Thanks, Mary Jane. Bye.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Margo. That sounds like an easy fix there. Just get some minerals in the whole body.
Well, it's that balancing thing. Do you need the minerals? You know, we had a really hot summer. So during the summer, people need a lot more natural salt because of the heat and, the type of weather we had all year, especially older people. It's really important to have the right salt. And, you know, it's no longer the old story where you shouldn't, you know, people think, oh, I can't have salt. It's not good for me. That's absolutely not true. But you have to have the right salt. It's got to be sea salt or Himalayan salt, not the kind you buy in the grocery store, the regular salt.
The regular, yeah.
That's got additives in it, and that's the worst. That salt is absolutely horrible for you.
Well, that makes you all puffy and...
Well, it's that stuff is bad for you and your heart. That's the one, that's when they start saying, you know, the Heart Association, oh, don't use salt. That's because of the regular salt that people use overall.
So, well, yeah, because I use a lot of sea salt and I don't get
sea salt
all
is,
weird.
And Himalayan, it's good for you. People need it.
And I eat a lot of butter, real butter.
Butter's good for you too, especially grass-fed. Fats are good for you. You know, today, if you eat, it's all about the good fat. Olives, olive oil, and avocados.
Oh, yeah, it's like having dinner at the ranch. There's always olives there, and I always hear, some good fat. And technically, I can eat like a whole can of olives and feel completely satisfied.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's about not going fat-free and getting the right fats in. And that's, you know, that's when people became fat, when they went fat-free. And that's when the heart disease went higher. People gained weight. It went to the, it was low fat, full of additives, full of processed food. And now it's, if you eat the right fat, eat more fat, you lose weight easier because you're full. Your body can function better. So it's a whole different ball game. You don't have to starve yourself.
No, your body knows how to process the natural foods like the olives and the avocado and the butter, but it doesn't know how to process the margarine or the low-fat stuff.
Yeah, you store it and then you get bigger.
Yeah, if you read what's in the low-fat labels, it's kind of scary. Okay, so what if you have a question for Mary Jane, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. If you want to make an appointment with Mary Jane, give her office a call at 888-777-4232. And today we're talking about what does it take to be the best you can be. So we hit on nutrition, we hit on the emotions, the spiritual aspect, structural. Everything's in balance, then you're good to go. I'll just mention something. I went to a store and they were handing out popcorn and I hadn't eaten and I thought I'm gonna have some of this popcorn. And it was a tiny bag. I didn't finish it, but then later in the day, I became lethargic. My stomach didn't feel good. The next day, I was exhausted. Didn't feel like eating. Talked to Mary Jane, got poisoned by a
toxic stomach.
Toxic stomach from just a few crummy pieces of popcorn.
Well, it's all how they make it, all the oil they use. And it's not that all popcorn is bad, but this was not good. And then your stomach gets toxic and you don't feel good. It's like being poisoned.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So she told me what to take. Within, I'd say, an hour, I felt better, and within 2 hours, it just kept
getting
better.
And she confessed she had that popcorn.
I know. Yeah. I did. It was just a weak moment. It's like going to Costco when they're handing out all that free food. I'm very careful because I know my body's in balance, and it doesn't take much to get me out of whack.
It just depends on what it is, too.
So, yeah.
So anyway, when people come in, it's all about, not just about nutrition. Remember, we talked about that. But it's where are they in their journey? What do they really want? Where are you going? What's important to you? And it's about the commitment. What kind of commitment do you have to achieve those goals? And most people can't even visualize it or see what they want in their life. And they may not even know. So I have people start writing down ideas of what does that look like? If you could do anything you wanted, what does that look like? If you could have any job you wanted, what does that look like? Because if you're not clear, you don't have certainty and clarity, how can you attract that to you? It's just kind of out there floating around. The clearer you get and the more committed on what you want, the more you will attract that. That's in your health, in your relationship, in your job, in every part of your life.
However, if things start popping up, like buying that house, we've talked about this before. You buy the house, you think that's the right house, but falls through, it doesn't happen. That just means there's something better. The universe is directing you to where you should be going. You think you might know, but the universe has a way of taking us to exactly where we need to be in small little messages.
Nudges. And if you don't get it, I mean, it's so, if you start paying attention to what's going on in your life, what's going on around you. If you've lost a job, if you've lost a relationship, it's about not being so bummed out over it, but looking at what's next. Because the universe, you might not have left that job or that relationship if the universe didn't organize that for you. The universe is always nudging you in the right direction and trying to help you. And when you ignore those nudges, then you start getting into trouble. Then your health starts going down the tube, Or, you know, you could feel really good and then all of a sudden you could hardly walk, you're stressed out. It's because that you're not paying attention to what's going on in your life and you're going backwards instead of moving into who you're supposed to be.
So I think we all need to just stop if something negative has happened in your world and look at it as a blessing, as something is better coming towards you. If you have a question for Mary Jane, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. Time for us to take a short break. You're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
Say, 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 hey, hey now, baby. Oh, my mind on play now, baby. Say, 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 hey, hey now, baby.
Have you wanted to make more money without working harder or more? Maybe you've tried new ways to bring in extra income without success. Hi, my name is Deb Acker, and in addition to being the host of Truth Talk Radio, I'm an intuitive life coach and energy healer. I clear energy blocks to all areas of life, including abundance. Did you know many times we have an invisible income ceiling? So no matter what we do, our income never goes up, or if our income does go up, we experience an unexpected expense that negates this. How much would it be worth to significantly increase your income or even have unexpected income show up? When I was in the corporate world, I used these techniques to increase my income by tens of thousands of dollars without changing my work routine. In fact, I worked even less, and I now help clients do the same. If this resonates for you and you're truly ready for abundance in your life, I'd love to gift you with my pattern identification session. Simply contact me on the contact page of my website, deborahacker.com. That's deborahacker.com. And let me know you heard about this gift through Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to connecting soon.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Justice Welling. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Have you ever said to a friend, "I am trying to be less stressed. I am hoping to meet someone special." Or how about, "I am working on getting a job I love." Hi, I'm Eve from Elite Tarot, host of the weekly show Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Words like hoping, wanting, and trying may seem innocent. However, they carry with them emotional weight that actually blocks energy. Next time you start to say these words, say instead, "I am becoming less stressed. I am looking forward to meeting someone special. I am pursuing a job I love." While your brain may resist, note how your body physically feels as possibility of success suddenly appears. As an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader, I work with clients worldwide on using energy effectively to embrace joy. If you'd like to schedule a session, please visit my website at elitetarot.com. That's ElitetarotT.com.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship, this hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net.
Tune in each Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy, and I'm here with Mary Jane and the always fun Benny. We love Benny.
You never say it enough, right?
We still love Benny. He's so cute. Okay. Mary Jane's looking at me like, come on now. We are going
this isn't
back.
A dating show.
Yeah, this isn't a dating show, but we love Benny. Okay. What does it take to be the best you can be? commitment. Do you have what it takes to stay the course? Well, you got to have a course before you can be on the course.
Exactly. And that's what we're talking about.
So
it's about, what does it take? It's like, can you, you know, you come in, do you know what you want to do? Some people want a job and some people want a relationship. They don't know where they want to go. They don't know what they want to do.
I think it all starts with just being happy.
Exactly.
I think if
what
you're
happy.
What
brings you joy?
Yeah, what brings you joy? I think if you could just have happiness in your everyday life, everything kind of will fall into place. I mean, then you'll have a better plan of where you want to go.
Well, if you're happy, if you've gotten to the, it's that process of getting to be happy, because some people are so confused about, they're so looking back on what they don't have and what's not working.
That you're just attracting
that. That they're just stuck and they can't even see beyond that, that they could have anything.
But I think that also the more you think about what you don't have and what you did have,
you reaffirm it.
You just keep attracting that same negative energy. And in order to change the energy of attraction, you have to think about, what would you like? And it could be simple. Start with just, you know, a day. Wake up in the morning and say, I want to have an awesome day. I want to have an amazing day.
I am going to have an awesome day. You know, you get rid of the words try or I want or maybe. If you're saying those things, it's not going to work. You have to believe it. You have to convince yourself that that's who you are and that you already have those things. If you think you're trying, that's meaningless. That goes in your subconscious, like, well, maybe I'll do it, maybe
I
won't.
Yeah, trying's not good.
Yeah.
So,
but it's, I am having a good day. I am having fun, or I see the possibilities. And do the a list of I ams. I am happy. I am successful. And sometimes you might have to look it up online to figure out what you really are, because sometimes I've had people do this and they get five or six things down and they're stuck. So just look up different descriptions of who you are and write those out. So then it really
or who you want to be. I want to be happier. Yeah. I want to be joyful. I want to be grateful.
But you have to say kind. I am, not I want.
It's I am kind. I am grateful.
Exactly.
I am blessed. I am giving. I am love. I am joy. I am healthy.
And then you catch yourself when you say those other words. And don't talk about, if you have something, a health issue, don't refer to whatever you've been labeled as a disease. Oh, I have
lupus. That's the first thing that came to my mind.
Yeah. Or I have stomach disease, or I have heart disease. All you do is, all those things can be changed. So when you're talking about having those, you just reaffirm you have it. Instead of saying, I'm healthy, I have a healthy heart. You create what you want. You create your reality. You bring the good in. And when you're saying the other things, think about this. Instead, there's a road. You're come to a fork in the road. When you're saying all the positive things, and believing them, you're walking into the light. You're going up into the light. The other road goes down into the shadow. So when you're saying all these negative things, you're taking the shadow road, and you want to take the high road. You want to get into the light. You want to feel good. And so you have to really catch yourself to change that. Another thing to do is just write it out so you start really believing it.
Or read it every day.
Absolutely. And get yourself some good tapes, some good CDs. Motivational tapes, Wayne Dyer. Look on Louise Hay's list. There's so many good tapes. You could go to the library and rent them. And that's like having a personal coach, plugging them in so you could hear it every day to remind you, so you have a direction to go.
Well, and also Deepak Chopra has a lot of 21-day meditations that you can purchase online. You just download them. And they're fabulous. I got out of doing it, and I'm back doing it again. It takes 20 minutes a day, and it just reaffirms, you know, all the things that we're talking about. But There's always a centering thought for the day to bring you back so you can keep reaffirming that thought through the day. And it's about yesterday, desire. I'll think of it in a minute.
Other thing is surround yourself with positive people. If you have people in your family that are negative or partners that are negative, it's about learning to let go. You're not responsible for that person. You can't change them. So it's one of the biggest lessons that I work on and I feel like I'm really at a good point with is letting go. When you have relatives or people that you're trying to help and you're so trying to fix them, and that doesn't work. You can't fix your kids. You can guide them and your partners. You can't be attached to the outcome. So it's about the more you let go, then the whole relationship can get better.
Well, yeah, and it's just about taking care of yourself because we can't take care of anyone else. Oh, yesterday's thought of the day was my desires make me feel alive. So that's like whatever your desire is, whether it's to be happier, you have to feel what that happiness would feel like.
And you have to have some energy into changing. You can't be like, you know, that's why the nutrition helps to get you out of that
funk
where you could get to the point where you could even think. And know that you could do this and change. And once you get there, then you have the energy to get some life in you to be able to move forward and to feel good about what you're doing. And then you could challenge yourself more. It's about what do you really want? And it's not like this totally easy road. You got to do your work, but your work is on you. And the more you become focused and centered, then you create that life you desire.
I like it. I like it. So if you're having troubles, I say get those motivational CDs or tapes or check out the Chopra Center and look at those 21-day meditations because they are pretty awesome. They're very powerful, I will say. Very, very powerful. Okay, so then we hit on the enthusiasm. Everybody has to be enthusiastic.
Well, and it's about being in the moment. Some of the important things, being in the moment.
Be here now. That's my favorite thing.
You can't be in the past. You can't keep looking back. Whatever happened in the past, you can't change. But the thing about the past is that's who made you who you are today. So it's not always bad. It's what you've learned from the past and what strength you've gained from that. And where does that take you? So you could use it as a very positive tool and thank the universe for all your experiences and not be a victim and not talking about the bad all the time. It's what did you learn from that and where do you want it to take you?
Okay.
And have gratitude. Be happy. Be grateful for all that you get and everything that comes in. The more gratitude you have, the better your life will be.
And also, and it's also about giving too, because when you give, that makes you feel better. So that's a good way to boost yourself up. And you don't have to give, it doesn't have to be a huge thing. It could be something as simple as opening the door for someone and they turn around and say thank you and give you a smile. It could be buying somebody a cup of coffee. It could be letting that person in front of you in heavy traffic. Well, and they give that hidey-ho wave. I mean, simple things that you do will in turn make you feel better.
And being friendly, talking to people. I mean, anybody, but just say hi and smile, and you'd be amazed the conversation that you could get into just by smiling and saying, hi, how are you?
Well, nowadays, and I'm so lucky that I'm not like this. Everybody's got their phone. Everybody's got their head in the phone. They go into a store, they're checking out. Instead of actually conversing with the person who's doing their groceries, they're looking at their phone. They're texting. Nobody is actually looking at each other. There's that loss of human contact, but we're also attached to our gadgets.
Exactly. But when you look around the room in another area and you see more senior people or a little older people, they don't have phones. And they're looking at you, and they're looking at that eye contact. It's very interesting being in a group of older people, and they may not have any conversation, but as soon as you smile and say something, there's conversation. So it's totally different than the young people with their phones. And it's really kind of fun because you get some good feedback and happy smiles and lighten up somebody's life. So think, but pay attention to that.
Yeah.
Who has the phone? Who doesn't have the phone?
Take a social media break. I have, and it's been wonderful. I've lost contact with a lot of people, but I enjoy not being hooked onto Facebook every day. So eventually I will get back, though. So I'll be able to figure out what's going on in everybody's lives once again. But
no, it's like being in the moment is don't worry about the past. But when you're in the moment, you'll know what you're supposed to, what's important and what's not.
Okay, time for us to take a short break. You're listening to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Catch you on the other side.
Come and move that in my direction. So thankful for that. It's such a blessing.
Known for his keen sense of humor, contagious smile, and extensive esoteric wisdom, EJ translates deep spiritual wisdom into practical advice to empower you to live your happiest, most fulfilled experience. Mystic Living Radio, Deep Spiritual Wisdom, Practical Advice with EJ, Eliyahu Gion. This hit show delivers profound experiences for all who want to live life to their deepest desires. Tune in monthly for Mystic Living Radio. Learn more by visiting vitaltransformation.com.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Name one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Gain powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin, Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit thelightedones.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Sunrise on the darkest day, got me feeling some kind of way. Make me wanna savor every moment slowly. You fit me, tell me, love how you put it on.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy. I'm here with Mary Jane and the awesome Benny. And today, what does it take to be the best you can be? If you would like an appointment with Mary Jane, give her office a call, 888-777-4232. If you have some kind of health issue that's been gnawing at you, you've been to the doctor, you're not getting the answers you need, I can guarantee she will be able to find the answer because your body will tell her the answer because your body can heal itself. And while you're in the office getting tested or over the phone getting tested and finding out what the root cause of the problem is, you can also, the emotional aspect will also be addressed during that phone consultation or that in-office consultation. It's quick, easy, predictable, fast, and a lot of people are kind of, their minds are blown like they had no idea that it was that easy.
It's funny. Well, I have a lot of good stories. Again, it's just helping you get on track. You just sometimes get a little off center and not sure what you want. And what I do is really just confirm most things you already know, but you don't believe it. You know, it's a lot of things that you already know, but you don't trust yourself and believe in yourself, and you're not sure. So it's about going to that gut feeling and start trusting yourself. You know, sometimes you just got to fake it till you make it, and just believe it and just keep going. And that's how you really develop that faith in yourself and who you are. You just believe it no matter what and stay strong and see, keep your eye on the prize, where you're going and not looking back.
It's that knowing. Sometimes you just know. You know in your gut. There's that voice going, this just isn't it. You know it. You know it. And if you go ahead with the plan, even though you're getting that message, this isn't what I should be doing, you get that little nudge from the universe. You get that little wake-up call. So,
and that's in every area. That's physically. You know, you go to the doctors, and they're all telling you nothing's wrong with you. But you know there's something wrong with you. And so it's about trusting that. And then I have people that'll go 4 or 5 doctors and they say there's nothing wrong with them. All their tests are okay, but they do not feel good. So it's a matter of, and when they come in to see me, we get to the cause of it. And it makes total sense to them. So trust yourself and don't let anyone tell you what you aren't. Just believe who you are. Remember, there's no one. If you were to say, who is better than you? The answer is no one. You yourself are the best. And when you believe that, you create your reality.
Okay. Any other points that we want to hit on?
Well, just put the whole package together and have fun. Play with it. Don't take it serious. Don't be hard on yourself. Lighten up and make a list and maybe write a letter to your past of all the things that are bugging you and driving you crazy. Write a letter and every day you add to it and the fourth day you burn it. That way you get all that old self-talk out and you could start fresh. But when you got stuff going around in your head all the time,
that's the hardest part is quieting that self-talk down, because once you start feeling good, that ego part will come in and go, that's not going to happen. You're not going to do that. You're not special.
That's when you plug in your CD and you remember, you start changing those words. You got to work on it.
Yes, it does.
It's challenging, but you can do it. So believe in yourself and take action.
Yeah, and don't forget, I know we've talked about this a couple of times. Do your I am list. Get those I am statements down and make sure you read them every day. And if you want an appointment with Mary Jane, give her office a call at 888-777-4232. Mary Jane, any final words for today?
I love all of you, and I do. And it's okay to tell people in your life that you love them and appreciate them. And then that brings joy to all those around you, your kids, your husband, your family. So Just keep your eye on the prize. Remember that you could be better, and there's always a challenge to be the best you could be.
Okay. I say be grateful. Have a wonderful couple of weeks. Go Seahawks and Thunderbirds. Seattle Thunderbirds have their opener on Saturday, so we'd like to say go Seattle Thunderbirds. And Mary Jane's saying she has one more thing.
Yeah, next show we're going to have Jeff Haller on, who is a Feldenkrais expert. And he's going to be on talking about Feldenkrais and also about his new Feldenkrais training coming up. So we're looking forward to having Jeff on the program.
Great. Thank you, everyone, for listening. This is the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll see you next month. Have a great day.